And this is Shir HaShirim now, Perek Beis, Posuk, Yud. Onur Doidiva Omar Li. Kumi Loch, Rayosi Ofosi Olechi Loch. So you know, he's watching, he's Mashgiach Menachaloino, he's Meitzitz Menacharakim, and he's coming speedily to take us out of the Golus. And I assume that this it probably refers back to Golus Mitzrayim and forward to a future Golus as well. Ono Deidiva Omali, my beloved answers me and he says to me, Kumiloch Rayosi Yofosi. Rise up, stand up, get up, my beloved, my beautiful one, Ulechiloch, and go, get out of here. Lushoin, look at Rashi, Ono, Lushoin Ania, answering, Ulushoin Tzakas Koil Rom, and it's also an expression of a loud koil, a loud scream out. V'zeb binyan av lekulam, v'onu alavim. So in other words, it's answer, and it's also an answer that's said out loud. So the word ono is an answer, but it's also an answer that's proclaimed in a loud way. Omali ayadei Moshe. So he learns, Rashi, that it's referring to the Golus Mitzrayim. So Hashem said through Moshe Rabbeinu, Kumiloch ale eschem me'oni Mitzrayim. Yeah, get up. I will bring you out of the inui, that's a lotion of inui, a lotion of suffering. I'll bring you out of the suffering of Mitzrayim. Now, I want to ask you a question. Where is Rashi coming from? It says, Kumiloch, you get up, my beautiful one, and go out. But Kumiloch says, Ale Eschem, I will elevate you, I will take you out of the suffering of Mitzrayim. So what are you telling me, Kumiloch? You go up and go. Are you telling me to go, or are you taking me out? L'chora, they're two different terminologies, right? If I say go, I mean you should go on your own. If I say I'm taking you out of here, I'll pick you up and I'll carry you out. So like, where is Rashi coming to explain the kumiloch, where he tells us to do something, and
maybe you need both.
What?
Maybe you need both.
What does that mean?
You have to do your part and I'll do my part.
You do your part.
I can't take you out of this if you don't get up and actually.
Well, Hashem can certainly do it all by himself,
if I'm going to pick you up, you have to actually get out of bed and walk into the car, I'll pick you up, but I'm saying, like, you have to go out and then I'll take care of the rest, I'll split the sea, I'll do this, but you have to actually leave the turn.
Yeah, Ola is the notion of, like, leaving, not necessarily, like, getting up. Ola means, like, you're leaving the ani. Kumi is the maybe getting yourself ready.
No, you know, ulechiloch and go. What do you mean? What about lechiloch?
Kumi means like leave your house, like start traveling.
Good. So what? So it says ani. It says ale. I will take you out of the suffering of Mitzrayim.
That's not kumi.
The teretz is what? The teretz is no. I think the teretz is. I think that's one way of looking at it, and it may also fit. But I think the basic idea is that Hashem always hides his miracles as much as possible. That he tries to do miracles b'derech hateva. We saw recently in Rabbeinu Bechaya that he says, even on the Yamsuf, which was the most blatant of all the miracles, the Mitzrayim are drowning as the Jews are walking through, but it says a ruach kodim, an east wind came and split the Yam. It was also hidden some way in nature. Some people even want to say, I've seen it written up, that people want to discredit the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, and they say, well, the atmospheric conditions, and there was a tidal wave, and there was a tsunami, and there was, I don't know what they say exactly, but in other words, he hides, even in the greatest of miracles, Hashem hides himself somewhat. And we always said the pshat is like that, is because the reality is, if we see too blatant a miracle, we become overwhelmed. There's a very fine balance between wanting to see Hashem's miracles, to be able to connect with Him, to be able to recognize the extent of His involvement in our lives, and then there's the overwhelming feeling that it's just too much. It's like you need sunlight to see, right? It's much easier to drive by day and by night, right? But drive by day at night, if you don't see that well, it's very hard. But when you try driving here in an afternoon when the sun is setting, I come from my house and I'm going west, You're blinded. You can't see. The sun is in my, I have the visor and I have sunglasses and I still can't see where I'm going.
Rabbi, what's wrong with
so the... it's too much. An overwhelming light can destroy, can just destroy us. So there's a balance. So he says, you do yours. Let me just finish. You do yours. Get up and go. And I will really do it, because you really can't get up and go. In fact, they write some historical footnote I read someplace that a slave never escaped from Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was such a umo kosher that when they had slaves, they weren't able to escape. It was so airtight. It was so well guarded. But so you really you can't get out. But you do your thing. What?
Mitzrayim is like borders.
I don't know. Whatever it was, I just read. I remember many years ago I read such a thing. So you do yours. And then I'll make it happen. So I'm really the one that's doing it. You can't do it. And I wonder if this doesn't apply to everything in life, because we really can't do anything. The Gemara says a person can't straighten up his finger unless Hashem is gezer, that's what should happen. We have no power. It's all up to Hashem. So he says, but here, you do yours, and then I will make these great miracles. I'm sorry.
So what's the problem with the overpowering, overwhelming feeling of Hashem's miracle? In other words, are you saying that emotionally we can't take it? Or
yeah, we can't relate to it. It becomes too much. Something is overwhelming, we hide, we run. I just can't. I must tell you, and I deal with this unfortunately on a very regular basis, because I deal with a lot of people who are having religious conflict, and sometimes some of the most intelligent and sensitive people become so overwhelmed with Yiddishkeit that they just can't handle it. They run away, because it's like they get it. In other words, if you really get it, like if I don't, Hashem, life, purpose, mitzvahs, chiyuvim, responsibility, He created us, He controls. So what do? You cut off your nose to spite your face and you run away. Of course, that's stupid. But it's like somebody, he's so afraid of the lightning that he hides under the pillow. Pillows and lightning are not, pillows don't do anything for you with lightning, you know? Or he hides under the sheet. That doesn't do anything for you. The lightning's going to get you, but I can't handle it. I got to do something. So this is the way the people react. So anyway, so I guess, so once again, Hashem is couching his nisim gluyim in a teva dika way. I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. You can't get out of Mitzrayim. But I'm telling you, kumi rayosi yafosi ulechiloch.
Later on he did nisim gluyim.
What?
Later on he did nisim gluyim.
Oh, good, but he's always couching it as much as possible. That I think that's a simple understanding. Wow. But that's a simple, we'll see later on. He always does nisim gluyim, but even the nisim gluyim are, that's why I told you about the Yamsuf. There was no nes golui, ma'asherosa shivcha layam lo yirosa yecheskel ben buzi benivu osoy. But Apple Pekane, he made this wind calm and this, he hid it, couched it in Derech HaTeva. But I want to point out something else. Who is he talking to? He's talking to the Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, right? That's what he said. He's talking to the Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, who we know in Mitzrayim that they sunk, they descended to the lowest level, the Nemtes Shari Tuma, almost beyond the point of return. They were on the low, they were influenced by the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim. They were terrible influences there. So on the one hand, so you say, okay, you know, Hashem decided he had a promise to the Ofos. He promised the Ofos he's going to take us out. So he's taking us out. The 400 years are up. Not really. It's really 210, but he started counting from the birth of Yitzchok in order to make it. Because if we had to stay longer there, we would have been destroyed altogether. Okay, fine. But I'm keeping my promise. But you know something? You guys really don't deserve it. With what you did in Mitzrayim, you deserve to, right? They did have a disorder there. On the Yamsuf, those that came out already, so don't tell me the Chamushim, that the bad ones died. That was the real Rishoyim. But others were also engaged on some level. It seems from the Novi that, I think in Yecheskel, there's a posuk there. It's like they were beginning to really get into Avodah Zorah, but they were into it. The Malochim said on the Yamsuf, what did Chazal say? The Malochim said, Halolo Evdei Avodah Zorah, the Halolo Evdei Avodah Zorah. They're both Evdei Avodah Zorah. Why are you favoring one over the other? These guys you're drowning, these guys you're saving. They're both idol worshippers. And yet, look what Hashem calls them. Listen to this. He said to me, Kumiloch, get up. Rayosi, my beloved. Yofosi, my beautiful one. Ulechiloch. Hashem refers to Klal Yisrael in a matzav of decadence, Avodah Zorah, to whatever extent it was. Memtes Sharei Tuma. And yet, how does he call them? My beloved, my beautiful one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves and sees beauty in a Klal Yisrael that has gone so far down. That's something that should be so encouraging to us, because, you know, we're also not right up there where we would like to be, not right up there where we should be, but yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a different cheshbon. He looks at Klal Yisrael and he sees us. This is my beauty. This is my beloved. I want to point out one thing, because we mentioned it last time and I didn't have the Mari Mokum. But I remember that my son wrote it here. So I just want to point out. Some people ask, maybe this is to Klal Yisrael as a whole, but not to the individuals. Now, how do we know that this love that's expressed in Shir HaShirim is a love for every individual Jew? Maybe it's just Klal Yisrael as a unit. So one proof I'd like to bring from here, because he's talking, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to the Klal Yisrael, Rayosi Yofosi, my beloved, my beautiful one. Now, if they were all engaged in Avodah Zorah, so it isn't the conglomerate of Klal Yisrael that he says is beautiful in love. You know why?
Because they weren't great conglomerate.
What?
Conglomerately, they weren't great.
They're more than that. It's one person is one thing, but they're all a bunch of Avodah Zorah niks. They're all Yoyred Lamemte Shari Tuma. So it's even worse. So here you have not just whole Klal Yisrael together as a Maila. Here you're talking about the whole Klal Yisrael, whoever the people he's talking to, have the Chisoran. And still he calls it Rayosi Yafosi. Rayosi Yafosi. So we see even that means that if he didn't love each individual, then when you put them all together, that doesn't add to the love, because it's just more bad people. The Teretz says, each one is beloved to Hashem. And the group together, the fact that there's so many, that doesn't take it away. So I mean, I think that's a very important point from here. So I think we see from here alone that when we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael, that we're talking not about the unit of Klal Yisrael, we're talking about each individual. Because if we weren't talking about each individual, then over here, the unit of Klal Yisrael, that he says, my beloved and my beautiful one, is even worse, because it's each one of these people who reached the Memtes Shari Tuma. It's each one of them who were involved some level in Avodah Zorah. So Eteret says it means every Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at Klal Yisrael, sees the beauty inside, sees what, please let me finish, sees the beauty inside, sees what we learned before when he says, if im shchira ani b'maseh egel, nova ani b'may ben arsinai. He sees that beauty that was im nov shchira ani b'zeh, nova ani b'schus avoyisa. What's schus avoyisa? What's that do to you? That's just because I am different because of that. The Klal Yisrael is not just we're the descendants of the Ovis. We were genetically gifted by the Ovis with their godless, and that exists. The simonim of Klal Yisrael, of Bnei Avraham Avinu, Rachmonim, Baishonim, Goyim Lechasodim, we have these qualities. But I wanted to bring, just as long as we have this point, I wanted to bring another point here. Listen to this. Individualized love, I'll read it to you. When we discuss the unbelievable love that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael, as revealed in Shir HaShirim, some wonder that perhaps this is a description of Hashem's love to the entire nation of Klal Yisrael collectively, and not necessarily the love Hashem has for each and every individual. However, this notion dissipates when we look at the words of the Medrash Rabbah on the pasuk Kol Dedihi Nezebo, Kol Dedihi Nezebo. So that's one we just did last week. No, Kol Dedihi Nezebo, pasuk Ches in Perek Beis. Okay. This refers, Chazal say, the Medrash says to Mashiach. Mashiach says to Klal Yisrael, in this month you shall be redeemed. They say to him, how can we be redeemed? Has Hashem not already sworn to subjugate us under the rule of 70 nations? So in other words, we're not ready for the Gula yet, because we have not yet achieved the full Shibud that was prophesied that we're going to have to suffer. So how could Mashiach be coming? So the Medrash answers, the Mashiach answers like this. When even one of you is exiled to Barbaria and another to Samatria, these are names of Goyish nations, it is as if all of you have been exiled. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what the Mashiach says. If one of you suffered, everyone didn't suffer all these exiles yet, but one of you suffered, one is considered the entire unit. The supreme love described all over Chazal in such unbelievable terms that Hashem has for the entirety of his one and only nation is in truth descriptive of the love that he has for each and every one of his children. So I think that's an interesting raya to it. I think this is also a raya, which means that when we learn this, we're thinking not that this is the yachas that Hashem has with Klal Yisrael. This is a personal loving relationship, a personal relationship between each one of us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you think of it in those terms, it takes on a whole new dimension. There's a whole new feeling of love, of passion, of he loves me. He looks at me, miluchluch ba'avoinus, yoradati lemem tes sharei tumo, halolo ev de avoidazora, halolo ev de avoidazora. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to me, Kumiloch, Rayosi Yofosi, my beloved, my beautiful one. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Maybe one more pasuk. Let's see. Anyway, Kihine Hasov Ovar, the winter has passed. Hageshem Cholaf Holachloi, and the rain is over and gone. Rashi, Yud Aleph, Hasov Ovar, Ein Achshav Torach Baderech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's no big tircha traveling now. It's not like you have to travel in the winter, I guess, when it rains and when the conditions are, it's not so nice, and the trees are not blossoming and the birds are not singing, and it's a winter. Okay, so he says, this is not the time. Now, then the other psukim go on, but what describing the beauty of the time. But the question is like this, what is the point of all that? Here we are, we suffered for 210 years, okay, we suffered the equivalent of a 400-year shibud, and Hashem finally tells us it's time to go out. Okay, he tells us, my beloved, my beautiful one, I love you. I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim. Okay, do you think it makes a difference to anybody that whether you take me out in the rain or the snow? It didn't snow in those countries, I guess, but it's raining, so it's not so beautiful. And it goes on to saying that the beauty of the time, the spring, they go out, like the Pasuk says, like, come on, we're slaves, we're suffering, they're destroying us, they're killing us, the Mitzrayim have stopped at nothing to hurt us. And you finally, the moment has come, and you're taking us out, and you're taking us out with such love. It makes a difference. Derek says, that's Hashem's chesed. It would have been a tremendous chesed just to take us out in the middle of a rainstorm and without umbrellas and to walk out and to march out of Mitzrayim in the rain and it's wet and it's cold and it's miserable. But we're free. What more? What could be more? No. It has to be with the right atmospheric conditions. I want it to be, there's no rain. I want the sun to be shining, not too hot, not too cold. I want the birds to be singing. I want the flowers to begin to be blossoming. So I want you to, and that the future, the next psukim can go into that. But that's the Hashem's chesed, even though it would have been an enormous chesed just to get us out of there. But no, it has to be in the sweetest, most pleasant possible way. And this again is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael, to each and every individual member of Klal Yisrael.